We'll begin with some mudras, just to bring in the breath and to feel the breath. So just as you start with your spine long, feel your sitting bones deeply into their support. And feel the front of the body and length up the front of the body as you inhale, and as you exhale, feel the exhaling breath moving down the back of the body. And simply notice your breath as you begin this practice, just the quality, the rate, the rhythm, the movement, where you feel it, whether it's smooth and even, rough or jagged. And then take your hands, palms facing down, with the fingers together and the thumbs extended, and place the hands on the hip crest, palms parallel to the floor, elbows out to the sides, thumbs facing back. So shoulders are down. Notice how the shoulders want to come up with the arms in this position. Let the shoulders drop, shoulder blades down the back, and just come to the breath again. Noticing where you feel the breath now, just notice where you're sensing the movement of the breath. Nothing to change, nothing to do. Soft jaw, soft tongue, mouth filled with sensation. And keeping the hands in this position, palms facing down, place the thumbs into the armpits, the fingers across the front of the chest, and the middle fingers touching. Elbows again out to the sides, release the shoulders. And again, just notice where you feel the breath. Have the palms parallel to the floor. And as you feel into the breath, just notice where you're feeling the movement of the breath, where you're spontaneously drawn. And then releasing the hands from this position, cup the hands so that the palms are facing up and all the fingers and thumbs are extending. And bring the palms over the shoulders so that the fingers point down and rest along the shoulder blades. Elbows up, again, shoulders relaxed, mouth open to sensation. And again, simply noticing where you're spontaneously drawn. And then release the hands from this position and take the hands into Namaste, keeping the middle finger and the thumbs together. Fold the index fingers over and the little finger and fourth finger over. And then turn the thumbs towards the chest and downward so that the thumb rests at the base of the breastbone. The middle finger extends up and touches just the top of the breastbone into the notch of the breastbone. So the thumbs are way down at the bottom, but on the breastbone, the middle finger up at the top of the notch of the breastbone. So most of you could move your middle fingers up further. Elbows gently out to the sides. Elbows can drop a little bit. And again, simply noticing the breath. And then slowly releasing the arms, letting the hands come to rest, either palms up or palms down on the thighs, shoulders relaxed, spine long. Let the chin be tilted slightly downwards. And we'll begin with the chant Atma, Atma Hridaye, the heart. So as you're chanting, keep your awareness on the heart center and let the energy come into the heart center, feeling a fullness. Just joining in whenever you feel comfortable. We'll sing it through about 5 times. Atma Hridaye Hridayamayi Aham Amrite Amritam Anandam Brahmani 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 Atma Hridaye Hridayamayi Aham Amrite Amritam Anandam Brahmani. and Asatoma, Om Asatoma. So keeping the back of the neck long, the spine long. And as you chant, notice where the sound is coming and where the sound is going. Shoulders stay soft, and the throat open. And as chanting is a way of elongating the exhalation, which leads to a deeper, fuller breath, try and extend the length of the lines so that your phrasing comes out in a long exhalation. Just begin with the first one, just noticing how the sound is moving through the breath, and then just see what you can do with lengthening out the exhalations to your own capacity. Om Asatoma Satgamaya Tamasoma Yortirgamaya Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. 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 Softly. Om Asatoma Satgamaya Tamasoma Yortirgamaya Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Humming. Notice the state of the body, the mind. Continue to follow the breath. Follow the breath, the inhaling breath, inward and downward. As if it's leading you into this silent, open cavern. And as you exhale, feel the upward energetic movement of the breath, but there's also a corresponding downward movement that comes with the exhalation. So let that downward movement continue and follow that downward movement that happens also on the exhalation, leading you even further into that open cavern. Luring you even deeper into the stillness. Follow that lure of the breath. And even at the pause at the end of the inhalation, remain with what you've found. Feeling this slight retention of the breath, but also a retention of the stillness. And then at the end of the exhalation, there may also be a slight pause as if the exhalation is suspended. Stay with this suspension if you're feeling it at the end of the exhalation, remaining with what you've discovered on the inhalation. Then watch the inhalation arise out of that suspended breath, still leading you inward. And if you were looking for a longer meditation time, this would be the time to turn off your CD or tape and just sit in this stillness, just keep delving further and further. But for the practice today, just notice how you're feeling now. Notice the breath again. And notice the state of the body and the mind. And then slowly deepen the breath. Slowly open the eyes to a soft gaze. And stretch the legs out in front of you. And just as you're sitting there, often the ankles and feet need a little attention after being sitting for a while. So as you inhale, point the toes away. Exhale, draw the toes towards the knees. Just moving with your own breath, staying with the breath and the sensations produced in the feet, the shins, the calves. So keeping this inward focus, notice how quickly the mind thoughts to jump away from the body just with this little bit of movement or change of position, and then make some circles, still moving with the breath. So this keeps us into a body sensing practice when we stay attuned to what's happening with the body, and then circles going the opposite direction. And then with the feet in the relaxed position, as if they were in Tadasana, toes pointing up, as you exhale, turn the soles of the feet to face each other. And then inhale, turn the soles of the feet as if to face the wall on either side of you. And then again, exhale. And notice where this movement comes out of the lower legs. Just feel this. The knees are quite stationary. And then let the feet relax and just feel the legs, let the sensations bubble off the feet, the legs, shins and calves. And notice that where there's more bubbling off. And then just as you are, can you take your hands in behind you and just lean back onto the arms a little bit? If you're sitting on a bolster, you could maybe place your hands on the bolster. And we'll just move a little bit into the hips as well. So taking the right leg into external rotation, feel the movement come from the hip joint. The lower leg just follows along. So externally rotate, and as you inhale, take the leg out to the side, keeping that external rotation, and then internally rotating, exhaling, bring the leg back to join the left leg. So internal rotation, moving out on the inhale, internally rotating, bring it back on the exhale. So lubricating the hip joint. And one last time on this leg. And then let the legs rest. Feel the sensations bubbling off that leg. Feel the difference, one leg to the other. Maybe the front of the pelvis to the other. And then moving to the left leg, externally rotate in the left hip. Inhaling, take the leg out to the side. Internally rotating, exhale, bring it back. Four more times with your breath. So just sliding the leg along the floor, just lubricating this left hip joint. And then let the legs come to rest when you've repeated five times. Feel the sensations bubbling off again. And then we can do the same movement, but to build strength in the leg, the thigh, the psoas muscle, and the back of the thigh. So elevate the leg. Now, if that was challenging for you just to be there, then repeat it again four times, just as we were doing it first time. But to create a little more strength, elevate the leg about 4 to 6 inches off the floor, externally rotate, and then take it out to the side. Then internally rotate, bring it back. So shoulders are soft, tongue and jaw soft. And if four is too many and one or two is just enough, then can you be satisfied with that? And rest when you need to. Notice the wanting or the striving that comes along with this. Let go of that. Feel the sensations bubbling off as the movement ceases. and then switching to the left side. And then to build up strength over time, you could increase the number of repetitions that you do in one time and increase the number of sets. And then let the movement cease. So bending the knees, come onto your buttocks with the feet in a pinwheel position. So the knees are out to the right, and the sole of the right foot is resting on the inside of the left thigh. And just feel the buttock, the sitting bones on the floor. You could sit on the chair and just do some hip circles on the chair. So lean back on the hands again. And with the left leg, just pop the leg up and down, bounce the knee up and down. Feeling the movement in the hip joint, and then move the knee away from the thigh, or the hip, sorry, and back towards the hip. And then make some circles with the knee. And Janet, if you can just be in the chair and bring the knee up and down, so you're moving in the hip joint. Might be easier if you're sitting on the edge of the chair, the front edge of the chair. And then sitting forward, just notice if there's any more space or any less space on the sitting bones. Sitting tall again. And then turn to look over the right thigh. So coming into a twist, turn the whole body, bring the hands around so that the right hand is on the right side of the thigh, left in between the knees, and lift up. So feel length coming up the front of the body. We're in a bit of a twist here. And as you exhale, dive down over that knee into a dolphin movement, then round the back as you come back to sitting. And then inhale, lift up the front of the thigh, keeping that length up the front of the thigh with the belly long, the ribs moving away from the belly. Dive over that forward knee again. Forehead coming to the floor and then rounding in the back as you come back up. And dive down one more time. So Janet, as you do a twist in the chair, put a block between the knees, the thighs, and then ankles underneath the knees, and then you can twist from there. And then come to sitting again with this dolphin movement finishing. Inhale up the front of the body again. And as you exhale, turn towards the left leg, just letting the arms revolve around. Feel the twist coming from the belly. Keep that left sitting bone dropping to the floor. Shoulders soft, shoulder blades moving down the back. And then take your awareness to the right side of the face and the right ear. And as you exhale, feel the right side of the face being drawn towards the right shoulder as just the head revolves around towards the right shoulder. Feel how the head moves independent of the rest of the body, the torso. And then give your awareness to the left side of the face, the left ear, and feel the left ear being drawn around towards the left. coming to its natural range of movement. And then on an exhalation, let the whole body revolve around towards the knees, coming to a neutral position, and bring the legs forward. Just sitting with the feet forward, stretch the legs out again just to check in to see what might have changed with this movement. And then folding the knees, taking the feet out to the right. This time the left sole of the foot is in contact with the right thigh. Come up to sitting as straight as is possible for you. Feel the sitting bones extending down towards the floor, and just notice how much space is between the, especially the right sitting bone and the floor. You might even want to feel there just to take a measurement. And then leaning back on the hands and tapping that right knee up and down. And if your knee doesn't touch, but it looks like everybody's is, you can place a block or a folded blanket under it. And then extend the knee away from the hip, and then bring it back towards the hip. Away and back, just in your own time, continuing to tap. Feel this movement come right out of the hip joint. You should be able to really feel it moving away, like this leg is elastic. And then make some circles with the knees. We haven't done this movement for a long time, but it looks like it's easier for most of you. Is that correct? Nods around. And circles the other way. And then let the movement cease and come forward again. Just feeling the sitting bones again. Notice if anything's changed there. And then long front of the body, let the sitting bones sink towards the floor. And keeping the front of the body long, as you exhale, turn towards the left thigh, the left hand to the left of the thigh and towards the back a bit. Keep the length coming up the front of the body. Keep that right sitting bone dropping. So the movement comes right from the belly. The pelvis isn't lifting off the floor. So maybe come back, because I see a lot of this kind of movement as the pelvis lifts off. We're looking for the twist right from the belly. So the pelvis is staying stable and the movement comes from the belly. Can you see the difference when I twist this way or when I exaggerate the movement to get more over the thigh? So you may not come around to the thigh as much, but it's a more exacting twist coming from the belly. So once you're there, then inhale, feel the lower ribs lifting away from the belly, away from the pelvis. And as you exhale, fold over that knee, supporting your weight with the hands, and then round the back as you scoop back and up into this dolphin movement. So each time you come down, feel the ribs lifting well away from the belly, keeping that length. So you're coming into a bit of a back bend. And then as you come down, the back rounds as you come back up. So feel the shoulder blades moving down the back as you come into this back bend. And then let the movement cease as you come forward. And then keeping the twist, revolve around towards the right side of the body, just letting the arms come around again. Feel the twist coming right from the belly. Shoulder blades moving down the back. The head continues to turn to its comfortable range of motion, looking to the right. Chin parallel to the floor. And then as you exhale, take your awareness into the left ear, the left side of the face, and feel that left ear as it's drawn towards the left shoulder. Soft breath. Can you let go of any unnecessary tension in the body other than what's needed to maintain this position? And then taking your awareness to the right ear, the right side of the face. Let the right ear be drawn towards the right shoulder. This should feel like a nurturing movement to your neck. And then on an exhalation, let the whole body untwist, coming back to a neutral position, still in this pinwheel, and then bring the legs forward, stretch the legs out, and extend through the heels, draw the toes up to stretch the back of the legs. Feel the sitting bones being drawn into the floor, the front of the body long again. So feel the effort involved here to sit in this stick pose or dandasana. Shoulders dropping. And then can you find a way to come onto your belly? Just lying on your belly. Let the arms find a comfortable position for your body. The head can turn to the side. And just feel this deep connection of the front of the body with the floor. Take a moment to reconnect with the breath. Feeling a heaviness in the body. Let the body sink into the support of the earth, feeling the pulse in the belly. As the pulse in the belly connects with the pulse of Mother Earth. As you exhale, feel the sacrum dropping down towards the mat. As you inhale, feel the sacrum rising away from the mat. And there's a corresponding movement of the pubic bone dropping towards the floor as the sacrum drops towards the floor. You're not trying to create this movement, it's just a natural movement occurring in the body. With the breath. Now turn the head so that the forehead is resting on the floor. Arms in an easy cobra position out to the sides, palms facing down. And bend the right knee. So that the sole of the foot is looking up towards the ceiling. Giving your whole awareness to the sole of the right foot, the heel, the balls, the inner arch, the pads of the toes. Let the sole of the foot be drawn up like a magnet towards the ceiling. Bringing the leg along with it. And then exhaling, let the connection of this magnet and the foot
be disconnected and the thigh comes back to the mat. Now release that lower leg, letting it come to rest on the floor, and bend the left knee, giving your full awareness to the sole of the left foot. Feel how it too is drawn up like a magnet towards the ceiling, bringing the whole leg with it as it's drawn up on the inhale. And as you exhale, set the leg down, the magnet's disconnected, and release the lower leg back to the floor. And just feel how this simple movement has produced a change in the pelvis, in the way that your body is connecting to the floor. Then bending the right knee again, take the awareness into the sole of the foot and feel the sole of the foot being drawn up like a magnet towards the ceiling again as you inhale. And continue to breathe as the sole of the foot keeps reaching up towards the ceiling. Notice any tension that comes in to the upper body, the shoulders, neck, jaw. Let that go. Feel the effort in the thigh, the back of the thigh, the buttocks, and the muscles on the opposite side at the waist. And when the pose feels complete for you, the magnet is slowly disconnected, and the thigh comes back to rest on the floor, the lower leg rests. Feel the sensations bubbling off the body. And when you're ready, the left knee bends. Awareness comes into the sole of the left foot. And the left foot is drawn like a magnet up towards the ceiling. Upper body stays totally uninvolved. Feeling the effort in the back of the left thigh, the left buttock, the muscle at the opposite waist. But there's no efforter. Let go of the efforter, just the sense of efforting. And when the pose feels complete for you, the magnet slowly disconnects. The thigh comes back to the floor, the lower leg releases, and sensations bubbling off the body. The head can turn to a comfortable position so the whole body can let go. Notice how sensation may be bubbling off other parts of the body, letting go of any residue that was left over from previous poses or previous movements. Tension that was held in other areas. And when your body feels nurtured and rested, then come back to the head position, the arm position. Bending the right leg, repeating the same with the right leg, but take awareness into the sole of the foot. Use this body sensing way of moving the leg into this position. And then take awareness into the front of the body, feeling the breastbone as the thigh is elevated off the floor by this magnetic pull of the ceiling and the foot. Then take full awareness into the front of the body and feel the front of the body lengthening as it gently moves away from the floor. Feel the lower ribs moving away from the belly. The whole front of the body filled with sensation.
Release the efforting or efforter. Feel the effort, the back of the body, the back of the thigh. And there comes a point when the pose feels complete for your body. You get this inner message. The body comes back to rest. Totally lets go, sensation bubbling off. And when you feel rested, then repeat and find the other side. Coming first into the sole of the foot being drawn up towards the ceiling, sacrum descending to the floor, front of the body coming fully into sensation, front of the body lifting, moving away from the belly, shoulder blades moving down the back. Easy breath. Notice what's holding that isn't needed to maintain this position. Can you let go of any of those antagonistic muscles? And at some point, the pose feels complete for you, and the body comes to rest. Note the tendency for the head to always want to turn to one side. Just notice that, and the next time the head comes to rest, can you let it go to its opposite side? And when you feel rested, bringing the forehead back to the floor, this time the legs extended, feel the whole back of each leg, left and right leg, the back of the calves, the back of the knees, the back of the thighs and buttocks, the soles of the feet, the toes, and feel the feet extending to the wall behind you as you inhale and the legs are being drawn up towards the ceiling, the sense of openness in the back of the knees, both legs extending, knees staying straight. And then the front of the body comes alive with sensation, this lift up the front of the body as it moves away, creating more and more space between the front of the body and your mat. Easy breath. Feel any resistance. Can you let go of the resistance remaining with the pose? And at some point, the pose feels complete for your body where it's at today. The legs, the chest come down, and the body finds a nurturing way that it can totally let go. Sensations bubble off. Notice where there's a more accumulation of these bubbling off, this effervescence in the body. And then without going into thinking, can you find a way for your body to come onto hands and knees into table position, all fours? And if you're not able to be on your knees, then come to sitting on a chair. So just let go of any thought of how you've been able to get to hands and knees, just coming on to hands and knees. Fingers spread, palms, pads of fingers in firm contact with the floor. The arms, the thighs like pillars supporting this table of a torso. Even sitting on the chair, feel as the sitting bones are supporting this upper body. And then taking your awareness into the back of the body, letting go of any preconceived ideas of where you may have gone in this position before. Just feel the whole back of the body, whether sitting or on all fours. And as you exhale, feel the whole back of the body being drawn up towards the ceiling or to the back of the chair. There's a sense of a magnetic pull until it comes a point where there's no more room for it to be drawn upward. There's a slight pause, awareness shifts to the front of the body, and the belly is drawn down towards the mat, towards the floor. The space between the belly and the floor decreasing, like you're holding a big beach ball on the back, resting in this concavity. And then the movement ceases. There's a slight pause. Awareness shifts to the back of the body. And the back of the body is drawn up towards the ceiling. The movement between the shoulders and the hips, like a big beach ball under the belly, helping to let the back of the body reach towards the ceiling. And then the beach ball deflates slowly as the belly drops towards the mat, or sitting on a chair, it moves towards the wall in front of you. A slight pause. Awareness shifts to the back of the body. The balloon, the beach ball, begins to reinflate. The back is drawn towards the ceiling. Then set the body free to move between the hands and the knees. Let the body explore the space to the right, the left, ahead of the hands, behind the knees. Just feeling the body caressing the space around it, the space caressing the body as body meets space, space meets body. And let the soft animal of your body do what it loves to do. Feel this movement, however it's expressed in your body, as nurturing the body. Let it find its own way, finding what it needs in this moment. The only thing that's stationary are the knees and the palms of the hands. And at some point, the movement comes to a slow stop. The buttocks finds its way towards the heels. If you're sitting, the elbows find their way to the knees. The ribs lift away from the belly, and the belly drops down towards the thighs. On all fours, the forehead drops towards the floor, or you can stack the arms
the hands one over top of each other. You could make a fist and let the forehead rest on your stacked fists. Just find a comfortable position for your body,
that your body can be nurtured in this position. Back to the breath and follow the breath inward on the inhale down to that deep cavern. On the exhale, feel the upward movement, energetic movement up the spine, but the downward pull of the exhalation. And then to come out of the pose, draw your hands until they're underneath the shoulders or till the hands rest on the knees if you're sitting, and take the thighs for the torso away from the thighs and come on to your toes, rocking back onto the balls of the feet. You might want to take your socks off before you do this. So coming on to the balls of the feet into a squat position, using the hands on the floor in front of the knees or the fingertips to support this squat. Just feel the back of the calves stretching out, the toes stretching out. And then come forward, taking the knees down towards the floor or onto the floor, bending in the toes, giving the toes a stretch. Again, supporting the weight and the hands to give the toes what they need. And then pushing back, releasing the knees from the floor, coming onto the balls of the feet again. Dropping the buttocks towards the floor. And if you can, take the heels down to the floor, or if you have a block handy, place a block underneath the heels, coming into a full squat. Feel the contact of the belly, the lower ribs with the thighs. And from here, we're going to come to a forward bend. So slowly begin to open up the back of the legs, feeling the legs slowly straighten. The torso keeps revolving, looking towards the thighs, the head descending towards the floor, the arms hanging like empty coat sleeves, shoulders totally released. The knees can stay bent depending on your back. Feel the balls of the feet, the heels of the feet, equal contact with the floor. And then become aware of the spine, the tailbone up to the base of the skull, just feeling the whole spine. And beginning at the base of the spine, as you inhale, let the spine start to uncurl. As you exhale, just come to a full stop, remaining where you are. Then inhale, curl up a little bit more, the arms and head still hanging like weights hanging off them. Feet keep descending into the floor.
uncurling the spine from the bottom to the top, just one inhale at a time, so that the head is the last thing to come up. Standing in Tadasana. Feel your feet. Feel the sensations bubbling off the body. Feel your strength. Your solidity, and yet this sense of lightness. And maybe stagger yourselves on your mat so that you can bring the arms out to the sides without coming into contact with your neighbors. Come back to Tadasana. And feel the space to the left of the body, the space to the right of the body, just feeling this space. And imagine that there was a wall in front of the body, reaching from one side of the room to the other, and a wall in back of the body, touching the body at the front and the back. So you only had the width of your body from side to side, going out as far to the sides as imaginable. And feel the space to both the left and the right of the body and up the crown of the head, space going up between these walls to infinity. Be aware of the sensations on the back of the hands, the back of the fingers, the back of the arms. And as you inhale, feel the back of the arms being drawn up into this space on either sides of the body. This imaginary, invisible wall holding you into this space, this parallel space. As the arms come into the horizontal, the palms turn up. Awareness comes into the palms of the hands, and the palms of the hands are drawn up into this space. Palms being drawn towards each other, fingertips being drawn towards the ceiling. The right hand finds the left wrist and gently draws the right wrist even further up towards the ceiling. But no efforter, there's just this sense of the right arm wanting to explore the space above the head even further, the shoulder asking to be taken along. And then the left side of the body, the left ribs coming into full sensation, wanting to explore the space to the left of the body. Moving into the space to the left of the body. The right side of the body being supported by a huge beach ball. So the whole right side of the body can lay along this beach ball. This invisible glass wall holding you front and back. The ribs reaching into the space to the left of the body. And at a point, the body just says enough and wants to find it back to a neutral vertical position. The right hand releases its grasp and the arms find their way back through the space,
the hands, the arms parting the space as they come to rest alongside the thighs, sensation bubbling off. The whole body still, just this sense of effervescence, sensation moving out of the body. Awareness coming into the backs of the hands, the backs of the arms, and this lifting as the arms are drawn back to the horizontal, palms turning up to greet the ceiling, being drawn up into the space, coming into the vertical, hands like magnets being drawn towards each other, fingers being drawn up by invisible strings towards the ceiling, feet sinking deeply into the ground, ground calling to the feet, sky calling to the fingers. Left hand reaches for the right wrist, gently embraces the right wrist, right side of the body, opening into the space to the right of the body, the ribs moving into that space. Exploring the space to the right of the body. The left side of the body resting over this huge beach ball. Front and back of the body supported by these glass walls. Effortless effort. Easy breath. And at some point, the pose just feels naturally completed and the body finds its way back into the upright vertical. The hands release and there's this sense of parting the space as the arms come back down to rest by the thighs. Sensation bubbles off the body. Arms hanging like empty coat sleeves, weights on the fingertips, drawing the fingers down towards the floor, shoulders being carried down with the weight of the arms, crown of the head being drawn up towards the heavens. Then feel the space to the front of the body. The whole front of the body coming into awareness. The whole back of the body coming into awareness. And these invisible glass shields forming a wall to the left of the body and to the right of the body. Supporting the left and the right of the body, but space opening to the front of the body, above the crown of the head, to the back of the body. And as you inhale, the arms come fully into sensation and begin to explore the space to the front of the body, reaching up. Being drawn up like invisible strings tied to the wrists, bringing them up to the vertical. Palms facing each other, fingers being drawn up towards the ceiling, shoulders begging to come along, arms gently coaxing the shoulders. And feeling the space in the back of the body, allow the arms to find their way into the back of the body, the front of the body opening into the space, the eyes gently looking upward towards the space between the hands, the front of the body opening, ribs moving away from the belly, back of the body as if reaching, leaning over this huge beach ball, totally supported, effortless effort. And at some point, the beach ball gets a little bigger and bigger in the back as the body returns to a vertical, neutral position. The arms begin to float through the space, coming back down to rest beside the thighs, sensations bubbling off the whole body, shoulders dropping, sandbags resting on the shoulders, releasing the weight of the world. Taking awareness into the back of the body, let the arms, keeping their extended position, feel into the space to the back of the body. Front of the body staying tall, simply arms moving and shoulders being drawn up. This magnetic draw from the fingers, the arms, into the wall behind you. Front of the body opening. Shoulder blades being drawn together down the back. Hands being drawn towards each other. Let the fingers find each other and interlace. Shoulder blades drawing together. Head in a neutral position with the chin parallel to the floor. Let the elbows bend slightly and feel the elbows moving away from each other as the shoulder blades continue to draw towards each other. Easy breath. Feel this opening across the front of the body. Effort in the shoulder blades. Feet glued to the floor, crown of the head extending towards the sky. At some point, the elbows relax, the arms come back to rest towards the buttocks. The fingers release their hold on each other and the arms floating back to the sides, hanging down like empty coat sleeves. The whole body resting, sensation bubbling off the whole body. Can you feel this sense of heaviness and yet a sense of lightness that co-arises, drawing you skyward even more? The pull of earth deep in the feet and legs. Feel the effortless effort. Can you feel into the stillness, even in this position? Notice the state of the mind and the body. And then keeping this sense of openness, a sense of spaciousness, can you slowly get what you need for Shavasana and come into whatever pose is calling to you so that your body can be nurtured? There are some extra blankets up here. If anybody needs an extra blanket, just let me know and I'll bring one for you. As you feel the body settling, come back to the breath. And feel the lure of the breath. The breath calling you home. As the body settles, you may notice that there's something just needing a slight adjustment to be even a little more comfortable. Just take a moment to make that adjustment, that easy movement, slight movement. Let the thighs roll outward and ease in the thighs, the knees, the ankles. Have a sense of spaciousness in the armpits and upper arms. A sense of heaviness in the back of the body. As the body settles into this nest that you've created, so the body feels totally nurtured, totally held, cared for, loved. As the body continues to sink and feel this heaviness, can you feel a cool rising sense of lightness? Heaviness and lightness arising simultaneously. Feel them both together. And notice the impact that has on the body and the mind. Notice how the senses are wide open from the previous practice. The mouth, the ears like open canals, the outer ears like huge elephant ears. Feel the movement of the breath in each nostril. The eyes soft, eyeballs sinking back into the skull. And find the movement that works to let your eyes sink to the heart center, either dropping to the back of the skull and moving down to the heart center, drifting downward. Or a sense of the eyes rolling up and back as if they're rolling around up to the crown of the skull and then back around the back of the skull and down the front of the spine, coming to rest at the heart center. Whichever movement seems to accommodate your eyes, your body best. And as the eyes rest at the heart center, have this felt sense of seeing with the whole body. Feel the sense of touch, the whole skin alive with the sense of touch. And be aware of the space around the body, the others in the room, the walls, ceiling, the space outside the room, outside the building. Hear the sounds outside the building, the sounds inside the room, the sound of your own body breathing, the sound of the inside, the internal body. And bring your awareness to the mouth, the whole inner mouth, the tongue, the cheeks, the roof, the floor. The whole face. Feel the whole face. The left side of the skull, the right side, the crown of the skull, back of the skull. Feel the whole face, the whole skull. Feel the whole head, face, skull, and scalp together. And be aware of the whole front of the body, the pit of the throat, the breastbone, the belly and navel center, the pubic bone, the hip crests, the whole front of the body and front ribs. And be aware of the shoulders, the left shoulder, the whole left arm, upper arm, elbow joint, forearm, wrist joint, palm of the left hand, pads of the left fingers, the whole left arm. And feel the whole right arm from right shoulder to fingertips, the right upper arm, elbow joint, forearm, wrist joint, palm of the right hand, pads of the right fingers, the whole right arm from fingers to shoulder joints. Feel both arms, left and right arm, simultaneously. And feel the whole back of the torso from the neck through the shoulder blades, ribs in the back of the body, the lower spine, sacrum, tailbone, the left buttock cheek, right buttock cheek, the whole back of the torso and pelvis. Feel the whole front and back of the torso and pelvis simultaneously. And be aware of both legs from hip joints through to the soles of the feet, the tips of the toes. Be aware of the thighs, front and back, knee joints, lower legs, calves, shins, ankle joints, both feet, all 10 toes. Be aware of the sole of both feet, left and right, the back of each knee, each hip crease, both legs. Feel the whole body from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. This whole global body feeling. And be aware of the space around the whole body, to the left of the body, the right, beneath the body, above the body, above the crown of the head, beneath the soles of the feet. Be aware of the space inside the body. Then feel the whole global body feeling again, and then the whole space feeling. And then let the two feelings merge or meld, dissolve one into the other, coming to this place of open spaciousness, pure awareness, resting in your true nature. This place that does not change, yet is aware of recognizing that which does change. Distinct from, yet not separate from, that which changes. Come back to the lure of the breath. And feel the lure of the breath calling you home. Home to that which never changes. That which you have uncovered is always there, patiently waiting to be uncovered, to stay uncovered. So as you go about the rest of your day, the rest of your week, keep listening, deep listening, listening for its call. Opening to its call. Responding to its call and feeling right action coming from that openness, that place of deep listening. And know that when you are serving the self, you are serving all others. When you are serving all others, you are serving the self.